Welcome to Amplifying Leadership. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division and our leadership community, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Stan Gibson. Stan is a corporate executive turned author, speaker, leadership consultant, and coach. He has also become a sought after speaker throughout the USA for his message that both inspires and engages others to greatness. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Tara. Glad to be on. So super excited. And thank you for carving out some time for me.
Of course. Glad to have you here. So I like all of my guests to share a little bit about their leadership story or their background around leadership. So why don't we start there?
Oh, gee. How far do you want to go back, Tara? we can go back to the playground in grade school of wanting to be the quarterback, the receiver, and everything else in between, and having to learn to throttle that style down a little bit. I do tell a lot of stories about my athletics and college football playing days, and that had a tremendous impact on me, Tara, just because even at a young age, going into college and playing for a team that went 1-10 my freshman year, and then bringing in a new coach that really embodied all the things that I talk about and that I work with clients on, which is people-centric leadership, just coming in and letting the players have more control and bringing in the right assistant coaches and going from a 1-10 team to a national championship team the very next year. It showed me what can happen when you put the right people in the right swim lane and you surround yourself in a collaborative environment. That started to really get me to thinking. In fact, the head coach said, "I know very little about football." And that was very authentic to say that, especially when you're coming in, taking over a team that had a losing record. But when a leader has that kind of authenticity, and they can say, "Look, I'm going to surround you with the best. I'm going to really rely on you to, you know, tell us what's happening on and off the field. And, you know, it's the only way that we can make adjustments. We're going to get people in the right swim lanes. We're going to move you around a little bit to where you're better positioned to excel." I mean, what's not to learn from an experience like that? So, you know, those are some of the principles that I've taken with me from a leadership perspective as I have went through four decades of corporate, a corporate environment, and also as an entrepreneur. So anyway, that's a little bit about my leadership and where I've come from, Tara.
Yeah, and there's some key points in there, right? Collaborative and you know, just working together and the team building. I think those are all great things that leaders definitely need to have. So let me ask you this, because every leader, especially when they're first starting out, does come across some challenges and obstacles. Was there anything that stuck out for you as being one of those things?
Oh, for me, you know, I just learned early on, you've got to be in the right swim lane. You know, I have a lot of, and again, I do a lot of keynote speaking. I do a lot of stage work. And one of the reasons is because that's just how I'm wired. And I'm good at communicating. In fact, I always say in the corporate world, I was fortunate and blessed. I made a very good living based on surrounding myself with people that were not like me. And what I mean by that is I was in the corporate world. I had a team that ran all the real estate strategy worldwide for Wells Fargo the last 13 years. And my gifts were the ability to communicate their brilliance. And in having those people in the room to, I mean, they would go through spreadsheets and they would just go through all these alternatives. And I just wanted to get to the finish line because that's the way I was wired.
Right.
And when you combined, you know, their methodical approach, which I needed, with my ability to simplify it and communicate it to the customer or the C-suites, you know, that was really a good leveraged way of utilizing our skills. So I would say that those were the challenges, but yet those were the blessings, was learning that early on in my career, I worked for some really dynamite companies that were very finance oriented. And all of the people were, you know, they had MBAs in finance and they were super smart. I mean, and I was better at the communication skills, the EQ. They were better at the IQ. I was a fish out of water until they found out how to position my talents to where I didn't have to compete with people that I shouldn't be competing with, nor should they compete with me.
Yeah.
So finding that right swim lane. I work with a lot of clients today, Tara, getting people in the right swim lane. We just moved a chief operating officer from one company that I work with into a chief people officer, or we call it chief commercial officer, using her skills, her people skills more to work with clients, using her skills to work and create culture. And she hasn't worked a day since because she's in the right swim lane.
Oh, that's
and so,
great.
That's really what I love in my profession. What I get to do now is helping people find, you know, their true greatness in the swim lane that they deserve to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think that's really important, and it makes the team more functional too. And you get all that diversity that you need from different people's backgrounds to really accomplish something strong in the organization. Absolutely. So I love the topic that you wanted to talk about today, which is productivity and time management. For me, it comes up a lot with my clients as well. And, you know, I always tell them time doesn't change. There's 7 days a week. There's, you know, 24 hours a day, and time can't be the excuse. And I, you know, so a lot of my clients come to me, leaders, you know, I don't have enough time. Well, it's not the time you don't have enough of, right? So tell me a little bit more about why productivity and time management really resonates with you. Why is this important topic to discuss?
Yeah, well, Tara, you know, I operate off three legs of a stool. The first is off of leadership development, coaching, consulting, which is a lot more of the EQ, the emotional intelligence, than it is the IQ. The IQ, we've got AI, we've got artificial intelligence. We're all becoming brilliant, you know,
yeah.
thanks to AI. But that's the first piece. The second piece is on well-being and burnout, because I really have studied all the sciences of getting the right amount of sleep, what's the science that goes into sleep, nutrition, exercise, et cetera. So there's a lot of things that leaders need to do to show up at their best and to fight stress and burnout. But the third leg of that stool is productivity. And as you said, that's the component where, you know, everybody struggles. We've all got the same amount of hours, but how do you position your week? How do you position your day? When are you what I call green, yellow, or red? You know, when do you want to take on the big rocks? When do you want to position certain tasks towards those times that you're in what I call yellow or red energy? How do you position not only your week? Because I will tell you, for example, not everybody can do this, but depending on your job, for me, Mondays, I take no meetings at all, zero. And those are my content days. I need focus days. I need heads down. Every time you get interrupted, there's a 25-minute buffer to get back on task.
Yes, yes.
So I keep Mondays very much focus days of getting content. I have newsletters. I have a lot of content that I write. And so those are very important days. Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursday morning are client days. And those are days that I'm either prospecting or I'm working with clients, I'm consulting. But those days I am focused because I know that I'm going to have ebb and flow throughout the day of interruptions.
Yes.
And then Friday, nobody likes meetings on Friday. Let's get serious.
No.
Nobody likes meetings there. And so, you know, those are going to be days for learning. Those are going to be days for relationships. And when I say relationships, you know, I'm having coffee, virtual or real, with people that, you know, whether they're friends, whether they're clients, you know, certain meetings throughout the day. People like to ease into the weekend. So designing your ideal week and your ideal month is the first step. And then within that ideal week, again, from a body composition perspective, when are you in green? When do you have the most energy? And what are those hours? What's that time frame? When do you block your calendar off? For me, it's going to be in the morning. I mean, I do work out in the morning because I know what neurologically it does to the brain and how it wires and fires for me personally. And I want to set myself up, mind, body, and soul, for the first hour, hour and a half of the morning to position myself to really, I mean, just be at my best from, you know, approximately, you know, 7:30 to 10:30 or sometimes 11. And then after that, you know, there's a lot of meetings, there's a lot of interruptions, but you got to work on the big rocks. if you really want to run a business. You got to work on the business, not in the business. And we all get caught working in the business. So those are a few things, but, you know, not to belabor the point, but once you get through that, you know, we've all got attention confetti. Everybody wants our attention.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the boss. And, you know, so to be able to structure your systems is very important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you position your emails to where they're a closed loop? They're not an open loop, you know, to where there's decisions that are being made. How do you know when to email? How do you know when to text? How do you know when to a phone call? You know, don't leave an open-ended phone call. You know, go ahead and just, you know, say, hey, I'm sending you a text because this is time sensitive. How many executives do you know that have reached a high level that are inefficient and or they're not on top of their game? They show up unprepared. Very few, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So if you ever, you know, if that becomes part of your career goals to rise through the ranks, there are ways to do it. Not everybody is built or designed the same way. You've got to learn the systems in order to be more effective and efficient as you move up.
And I like that you described your work week to us, because I do the similar thing. Friday afternoons, no meetings. I always pick an admin day, you know, depending on what I might be doing or what networking I'm doing, et cetera, every week, where I block it off my calendar. And I think it's extremely important because, like you said, it allows you to put your head down and just get that content stuff done, or your admin work, whatever it is, because not everybody is a business owner or a solopreneur. You know, and even when I was in my corporate life, we encouraged our sales team to take Fridays as a no visit day. That's your admin day. Get your expenses done, get your admin done, get your reports done. And don't book any customer calls, because then you have a dedicated time to do that work. And that really, really does speak to what you were talking about, is blocking out some of those times for very specific things. And then, of course, designing your week around your energy levels. You use the red, yellow, green type thing. Again, very, very important. I find my energy levels much higher in the morning than I do, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So I love that you describe that. And when it comes to those emails and things, I like the idea of the touch it once. We used to hear that back in the day when we didn't, you know, have a lot of emails and it was all the paper stuff. And I think that that can still happen with emails in most cases. And I unsubscribe to things that I'm subscribed to without my knowledge all the time, so I don't get the junk, right? It just makes it cleaner. Do you have any other ideas about why productivity slows down for people? You know, emails are inundated, text messages, et cetera. What do you think?
Yeah, so a few things, but you're so spot on in everything you just said. I do remember I took over a department one time. And there's like 150 people in the department. One of the first things I did is I said, there's no meeting Fridays. And it made me the most popular guy in the company all of a sudden. It was just like, you know, I understand. Sometimes you're going to have a client that wants to meet on a Friday. But you're right. Having those days, because you know what? It's death by meetings.
Yes, death by meetings. Absolutely.
I was literally in, you know, not exaggerating, because I know that everybody can relate to it. I was in meetings probably 95% of the time. And I would actually leave a meeting halfway through just to attend another meeting that was double booked. And you just, you know, those are the things that we all just want to be, you know, fear of missing out. And we tend to look at, you know, where's our name on the to line or the CC line, because we want that feeling of importance. And so I really believe that working with companies, and it doesn't matter whether it's small, mid-size or large, I think these asynchronous meetings, I think, is really the way to go. Because when you're using Slack, you're using Trello, you're using some type of system that allows you to work asynchronously, which is basically just, you know, the ability for everybody to work on the same thing at different times. You know, that is critical, because we don't have to be face-to-face for most of the stuff we do, Tara.
True.
We just have to know what is the subject, what are we trying to solve. And you know what? I've got a slot at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to what we call communication sprint. I'm going to use my communication sprint to engage into emails at that time. And that's one of the things that we talk about. I do work with a, with what I would call a world-class leader in productivity who has trained me. And we have what's called, communication sprints. And, you know, that can be 30 minutes. It can be 45 minutes. It can be three times a day. It can be two times a day. Mm-hmm. But you've got to put that email off to the side. I can't tell you how many people, yes, when I start working with them, they're basically dictating their workday and their work week based off of the responses to emails. And, you know, that could be, you know, it couldn't be anything, probably a worse habit to have. So that's very important, is to have communication sprints and to have them calendared. I calendar everything. I mean, I calendar.
Yes, me too.
and, you know, when you calendar it, you can still put in there whether you're busy or whether you're free, because my work week looks horrible when you look at it. It's like, oh my goodness. But when you look at it, people can calendar over it if I put free.
Yes, absolutely.
If I'm busy, then like this right now, nobody could have calendared over the time that we're spending together right now. So, mm-hmm, you know, if you learn how to do it and you learn how to position the day of when you're going to work on things, when you're going to have communication sprints or times that you're going to focus on email, and then you get back into the flow of either having meetings where you have undivided attention.
Yes.
And you're able to give people your best. I think that's what's really important, Tara.
Yeah, and I agree. I used to do the same thing in my corporate life because I could get hundreds of emails and, like you, full of meetings. So I would do first thing in the morning, just after lunch and right before I left. That was my emails, unless, you know, something urgent came through Teams or, you know, Slack, right, people use these days. But I would do the same thing, block off the time, mark it busy or free. I mean, I think calendars are really important when it comes to time management and productivity. And speaking of the meetings, you know, deciding and not being afraid of not being at one. If it's important for you to know the information, someone's going to tell you, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And those are just personal hangups that we all have. I had them, you know, I'm not judging people, but you know, one of the things I do right now is with all clients. And in fact, I just met with a team, that are pretty large. I mean, it was a global team. So, you know, we were piping everybody in from across the world, but we just had two or three meetings on self and team awareness. And the reason we did that is because we're all wired different, Taryn, you know that.
Mm-hmm,
and so,
yes,
you know, we got into the real in-depth personalities of each and every person on the team. And what we find out is, you know, this specific team, very, very smart, had a lot of good thinking, cognitive skills. And they also had some good relational skills. But there were other parts. There's kind of a four parts of the quadrant that I look at. One's the thinking skills, one's the relating skills, one's the motivating skills, and the other's the acting skills, getting things done. And this team had very few skills in the acting. It isn't that they can't get things done, it's just that that's not where their energy is. So the meetings are great. The meetings are all kinds of ideas. I mean, they're very insightful, they're very deep, and they're very relatable, because people, you know, they get along with one another. But if you don't have the skills in taking those ideas and activating on them, then you've had a pretty ineffective meeting. Mm-hmm. So understanding self-awareness and team awareness is absolutely critical in also designing your meetings and how you prefer to work.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Tara, no matter whether you use Enneagram, which I'm a seven, you use StrengthFinders, I can go into, you know, Woo, Communication, Activator, Strategic, and Focus. Whatever you are, you need to have some awareness around that. And for me, now that, you know, since the pandemic, working remote by yourself, closed walls, is going to drive a person like me up a wall.
Yes.
And so the ability now to work in coffee shops, to work, even work out. I work out in a gym because I just like being around people. I have a gym at home, and I it's like I don't need to use it because I know my wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more effective when people are around. I actually focus deeper with my earphones in when there's a little bit of activity or energy in the room. So that is a big thing. Know yourself, know who you are, know who you're not, but also not just yourself. But when you look at it from a team perspective, then things start to get more interesting. It's how do we work more effective and efficiently?
Yeah, and I think really understanding everybody's strengths is important because, work on the strengths. We all have our weaknesses, but build on those strengths because that's what is key to you and what you can do to help the team. So love that you mentioned that. I think that's really, really important. And a lot of us have done those like DISC and, as you mentioned, strength finders and all these other things that really do help us understand where we are strong so that we can help the team in that way. So I love that point. Let me ask you more of a fun question, maybe not so fun. I'm curious on the answers. When you're talking to your clients and they are using the excuse of, I don't have enough time, how do you respond? What do you say to that?
You just got to do an audit. Let's talk about that. Describe today. What's today been looking like? And they can go through a day and they can start talking. And you start looking, and how much of it's intentional and how much of it is reactional?
Yes.
And when you start
Yeah.
getting down to leading a life with intention, I wrote a book called Living a Rich and Intentional Life. And so a lot of it is around intentionality. And I have a saying, Tara, that if you're not good at home, you're not good at work. And if you're not good at work, you're not good at home. So you've got to lead and live with intentionality. And a lot of times I will ask in fact, it's funny, I just got off a call about 30 minutes ago with a CEO of a company, and we were doing a little prep work before a big meeting he has today. And he said, when we talk next week, I just got to tell you, through advice that I've given him, he needs to dive deeper into the company and understand where some of the bottlenecks are, where some of the problems are. And he said, since I've got involved, my eyes have just lit up. It's like it's like I've got this whole new perspective on what our
Right.
problems and our challenges are. But he said, I haven't had time to work out this week. I haven't had time to do this. I haven't Now my calendar is so full that he said, I don't even know where to turn. So we got to stop. We got to think about routines. Tara, we make over 35,000 decisions a day. The average human being
Wow,
makes
that
over
many.
35,000 decisions a day. And if you think about it from the time you get up, where's my toothbrush? Where's my this? Where's my that? I've got to get, which route am I going to take to work? What am I? We make 35,000 decisions a
Wow.
day. So the more we start to learn about routines, what are the things that we can put on autopilot as far as getting up? That's why I have morning routines. I have evening routines. I have routines that basically set me up for the best possible way to get a great night's sleep, because sleep is the foundation for starting the next day.
Oh, yes, is it
And
ever?
so working with clients on habits and routines and getting into certain things where they can kind of go on autopilot, and then looking at your calendar with intentionality, it isn't perfect, but it is 70 to 80% better than just running and learning to say no to
That's a big one.
is a tough one on a lot of us. And I work with a lot of clients when it comes to saying no, and it's hard, but it's maybe it's not no, but it's, hey, not right now. But can we talk about this maybe in 30 days? This isn't the right timing. And so knowing when that plate is full and knowing how to get 10 or 11 hours of work done in 8 and having recovery time at home is very critical for leaders. And that's a very hard thing for a lot of us to imagine.
Yeah, and it's critical. You're right. And sleep, foundation of everything, right? I mean, that's really important. Let me ask you, as we close up today, if we have new or soon to be leaders listening to our podcast, which we do in our audience, is there that one big tip that you could provide them around time management and productivity as a first step for their first day as that new leader to help them be more effective?
Well, I don't know if there's just one, but I would say, look at the other leaders in the company. Look at the people that you admire. Look at the mentors. Look at the people that are on top of their calendars, that show up prepared, that have risen to higher ranks that you aspire to. Schedule some time with them. I often talk about having a board of directors. And, companies have boards of directors. They hire the smartest, most brightest people. They pay them lots of money to give them advice that they wouldn't get from anybody else. They want hard truth. They don't want just people telling them what looks nice on paper. So for young emerging leaders, I do believe there are so many retiring executives out there today that would love to have a cup of coffee with you, and you don't realize it. I've always had a board of directors, and that isn't just business mentors. That's, you know, spiritual, that's wellness, that's, you know, getting the best doctors that I can afford, dentists, you name it. It's creating probably, you know, what I call your board of directors are just 15 to 20 people in your life that you just say, you know what, these are the people I turn to lead a rich and intentional life. So as emerging leaders, get that advice from those people that have been there and done it. And especially in time management, work with people that are really, really good at it and figure out what has helped them through their career and start to adopt that. They love giving advice. Trust me, older people, they love giving advice. So just ask. And I think I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, it's and mentor, as you mentioned, like get those mentors, those board of director mentors for yourself. I think that's really important and a great way to finish up today. Thank you very much. So if our guests want to learn more about you, is there a way they can find you online?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if just go to Stan Gibson Speaks, stangibsonspeaks.com. And love to have you go there and just take a look around. I do have a speaker's reel on there that if you want to see me in action. And
awesome.
That's really my jam. That's what I love to do. I love to, whether it's virtual or hopefully a keynote, just give me a holler and we can see if there's a way that, you know, that there's a fit. And one thing I always say about me, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm not everybody's thing. So the one thing I do, I think my superpower is I connect people and I connect dots. And so I'm oftentimes just connecting people to other people. And that is the joy of life to me.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you very much for the information as well. And an awesome conversation today.
Thank you, Tara. I appreciate it. May you all live and lead a rich and intentional life. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And of course, a thank you to our audience. We hope you are able to gain some valuable information or tips from Stan today. If you are a leader who knows that leadership coaching, consulting, and community are the way to grow your leadership, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.